mouth. She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it.
Back here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, and I believe Gabe and Chew and Joshy this week have been doing a little grading. A little pulling out the red marker and saying, here's where you were good and here's where you were not. Overall, did you guys come with an overall grade for the offense? I know you were doing position by position. Overall, did the offense have a grade that popped for you guys?
So it came out to a 3.2 grade average, but we all kind of agreed that that felt a little low. So it kind of went up to 3.5.
Okay. All right.
3.5 grade point average.
Who did that? I didn't.
Wait, was he present for this conversation?
Of course,
gentlemen?
He was.
Yeah, okay.
No. I said 3.2 is fine. Leave it alone.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
It's almost like we have audio to prove otherwise.
Well, I'm not sure Joshy has it at his fingertips, but might be able to pull it up eventually.
Dear Lord.
Okay, so 3.5 for the offense. Man, I've said this all week long. Well, the 20 minutes I've been on the show this week, other than today, I've said this. The way that the season ended and the way that the Packers played against the best teams in the league, I just have such a bad taste in my mouth about the offense. And I know that's a little bit prisoner of the moment. I get it. I recognize it. You don't have to tell me in the talk and text line, the Carbless talk and text line. But I definitely feel better about the defense right now than I did about the offense as a whole. So let's go through the defensive grades. Where do you want to start, Gabe?
Let's go ahead and start with, so I've got five categories, defensive, so basically the pass rushers, defensive end, interior defensive line, corner, linebackers, safeties, and corners. Let's start with those defensive ends, because I know Chewy's just chomping at the bit to rip every last one of them.
Me first?
See, this is why
I know you weren't listening yesterday.
When you just agreed that we had a 3.5 for the offense.
No, Jen, he wanted to throw Malik Willis in there and give him an A-plus for winning those games. In the end, it really doesn't matter.
No, we,
right?
That didn't happen.
All right, shut up. All right, I give the overall grade a D-plus. Lucas Van Ness, D-minus. Kenny Clark, C. Wyatt, C. Rashawn Gary, based upon what he is paid, a C-minus.
So D-plus for defensive ends.
Yes.
Jennifer?
And interior, you said.
Well,
right?
we'll get to the interior, yes. So we have five. So at least we have five grading points.
I guess if your metric is how often are they getting to the quarterback, pressures and sacks, it does feel like they really underperformed. I think a D is fair. Did you say D plus? D minus?
I said D plus.
Yeah, I think D plus.
I think D plus is where I sit as well. Yeah. I'm not even willing to give them a C because to me, C is average, and they were below average in that category. And this to me is going to go back to the eye test, right? Because we joked around about this with Rashawn Gary and making the Pro Bowl and how Jeff Hafley said, well, you know, on the edge, he was really good at helping them stop the run, and they were one of the best teams against the run from a statistical standpoint. But from the eye test standpoint, it just didn't feel like that unit was able to ever affect the quarterback negatively. And that's where I come down to, you can't get a C, which is an average grade, unless that is consistently happening.
What about the interior defensive line?
Chew?
You know, the best one was probably Slayton. Kenny Clark underperformed. Devontae Wyatt, a little better, but he's just a guy. A C?
That's exactly where I would go as well. I think a C.
Yeah, I think you have to go C here. It's a little bit better than the... Because when you think about the defensive ends, that's all pass rush. The Packers did improve in their run defense this year. And that doesn't... I know we were joking about Rashawn Gary. Oh, he's setting the edge. But also, being that good against the run and making those improvements, I think this line, the interior part, kept blockers off of guys like Edgerrin Cooper and allowed them to shine. Again, underperforming in other areas, certainly no pass rush, no getting into the face of quarterbacks, having pockets collapse. So I think that's where I net out with a C.
I mean, at the end of the day, it's a Jamaican tank and everything's based upon how many sacks, how many pressures. They didn't collapse the pocket at all. They might have been better against the run, but yeah, I agree. C feels
so across the board then, defensive line, it sounds like we're going with a C minus? You go D plus and C.
Yeah, it's probably like a C minus, yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds about right.
So it looks just like Chewy's report card in college. Next.
Well, this could have, this has
C's get degrees.
Well, this has got this has the potential, I think, to have a grade that Chewy's unfamiliar with. Let's go with the linebackers.
I mean, Quay Walker was better. He's still guyish. Cooper showed a lot of promise. McDuffie's a guy. Eric Wilson, I thought, played better than I thought. I'm going to give them B minus.
Yeah, I go
B-.
Flat B
based upon potential.
Yeah, I'm going flat B.
Yeah,
I mean, and a lot of that is Edgerrin Cooper, and 100%. it's not even just potential that he has. Chew, the guy had 13 tackles for a loss. He had 3.5 sacks at that linebacker position, and he only played 14 games. He was basically getting a TFL every single game he was out there as a rookie, and so, he was a stud for this team.
So you're basing it on one player.
Well, he grades. I mean, he drags everybody else up.
And I will say this. I'd be remiss if I didn't note that part of my grading on this is just how inept that unit has been for years and years and years and years. And so when you start getting...
grading on a curve. For,
exactly. Hey, congratulations, you're not eating paste like the class before you. That's a B. You know what I mean? There's a part of me that goes, it's nice to actually get production. It's nice to actually feel like that unit isn't an Achilles heel of the defense like you have for many years.
Did Quay Walker do enough to get the option?
My guess is no.
Really?
My guess is they'll let him play out another year and figure it out from there.
Huh.
Because he only looked good really for two or three games, and then he had the ankle injury, and it's not like he went out and went, oh, hey, look, I'm still the same guy after the injury in the playoff game. He was fine, but he wasn't what he was those couple of games before he had the injury.
All right, keep moving back.
Safety.
I mean, McKinney had an
all-pro season,
A+,
I believe.
Yeah, the correct.
I gave Josh Jacobs an A. I give McKinney an A. Williams and no, he's a corner.
Williams is safety.
Okay.
Williams.
Those guys are young. They showed promise. Bullard made mistakes, though, Gabe.
Yeah, I mean, he's a young player. He's going to make mistakes.
In our catch 22, he made mistakes.
Oh, so close.
Give him
He'd been
C
doing
plus
so well.
A. What's C plus A? What's the middle?
Hold on. We got to halt the proceedings. If Xavier McKinney isn't an A+, who was an all-pro, the best in the league, are we going to give a single A+ to anyone ever?
No, Chewy said yesterday he doesn't believe in A+.
No. You know how you get an A+, Joshy? You know how you get an A+.
You have to be the defensive player of the year.
Thank you very much. That's how you get an A+.
I mean, goodness gracious.
This isn't YMCA teaching aerobics.
I know you're not familiar with A's in school.
This is hardcore grading. This is how you grade in the NFL.
I know you're not familiar with that grade in school, but more than one person can get an A+. That is possible.
I got an A+ once in gym. Teachers that can't teach gym.
I think there was a stretch during the season when Evan Williams was one of the top graded players at his position. I don't want to ignore that because we are far removed from it, but I believe it was like in October. That to me feels like it should elevate this grade for the unit. I'm good with McKinney was one of the best out there. I'm good with an A- B+. You guys can split the hair on that one.
This is an A- for me. This was without a doubt their best. Yes, were there mistakes? Yeah. I mean, but there were also mistakes that, you know, we gave an A yesterday to the running back position. There were mistakes that were made there at times, and the A was mostly earned because of Josh Jacobs. The A- here, yes, Xavier McKinney doing a lot of lifting, but you also feel the best about this position. Like, this is one position you don't need to address at all this offseason because of what you have. This is an A- to me.
I wish I could pull up the five games that really mattered and see what they gave up passing, but I can't. But I would assume that those numbers weren't very good.
Internet illiterate.
You guys are. My internet's not working.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, sure. Then how are you connected right now?
I don't want to take my hands out of my pouch.
Then how are you connected right now?
Just getting ready for that crab session later on, huh? Keeping the old hands warm because they're going to be in ice buckets in a couple hours. All right, lastly, Gabe.
Finally, the cornerback position.
No one was great. They were good. Keyshawn played fine. no Jair hurt for most of the season, I would give them, I'd give them a B minus. A B minus.
Yeah, I'm going to go C there. I think it was just, I think it was just average. Obviously the Jair situation affects it, but we were talking about how
he was good though. When he was out there, I mean, that does have to factor in a little bit. When he did play in the early part of the season, he was out there and he was playing pretty well. I don't think he was playing to an all pro level, but he was playing above a C level. So that's where I'm with Chewy.
What do you got?
Is he a quarterback one, or is he just a quarterback one on this team?
Jair?
No.
Oh, Keyshawn.
Keyshawn.
No, he's not a CB1.
Okay. Okay.
He is not.
So what did we agree on here?
Well, let me ask you a question, Gabe. Rankings-wise, do you have any idea what the secondary ranked in the league?
No idea.
Yeah, I don't either.
I mean, I can tell you really what they were.
I'll get it.
Against
LOL.
Against
LOL.
The pass this year, they were 13th in yards.
Sounds about middle of the pack.
9th in TDs, but of course, number 3 in interceptions.
But that was mostly
coming from the safety position.
Safety, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm okay with my C. I think it was an average performance by the cornerbacks. I think that some of those guys are very limited in their talent. I think some of them did their best to maximize their talent, but I still think that the unit overall needs an overhaul. Ooh, overhaul. This is the Dr.
So
Seuss
the
moment
grade?
Of the program.
Well, but we still haven't. I mean, Jen's on C. You and I are on B minus.
C plus. Can we meet at C plus?
All right, we can meet at C plus.
Well, you got to ask Jen. She's
yeah, fine
the
by
one
me.
That had the C.
Yeah, fine by me. I actually think there's very little distinction between a B minus and a C plus, except one sounds a little better. That's what I tell Chaser when he brings his grades. I'm going, listen, man.
It helps the grade point
he's
average.
Like, C yeah. plus and B minus. I go, yeah, you got to get that into the Bs. No, I'm kidding. He's a pretty good grader. All right, what do you got for an average? Oh, he's over there with the calculator.
Yeah, I'm doing it right now.
What do you think it is? It's got to be a C.
C. So hold on.
No.
It's going to be low because that D is going to bring it down.
Way down.
Hold on. We said D plus, didn't we?
Oh, okay.
It doesn't matter. I mean, when you're talking about grade point average.
Hey, it matters to some, okay? To some, it matters. There's a huge difference between a D and a D plus.
2.4.
That's a C, right? It's a D.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. No.
Is it a D?
That's the bottom end of C.
It's a C. It's a bottom C, yeah.
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 A C, yeah. Like what you're going to be in later today.
Once again, we get to the grade point average. We look at the defense where it ranks, and those numbers don't seem to marry up with
100%
the actual potential.
So when we grade coaches tomorrow,
better be A pluses across the board because
this defense did finish 6th in points, 5th in yards.
Yes,
but again, against the teams they needed to play well against,
they didn't.
I would argue that the defense played well at times.
Like, I was talking about the team as a whole. Sorry.
Yeah.
Josh, what do you want to give them, an A?
No, I would think you would be somewhere higher than a 2.5.
You know what? I definitely want to take your class. Whatever you're teaching, I want to take it. Okay?
I think I'm looking at this more objectively. I'm using the stats I have at hand.
And I think I was using
stats
the eye test.
Stats are overrated.
Yeah, well, I know for a fact Chewy was using the eye test.
EPA per play, 4th. Yards per game, 5th. Takeaways, 4th. Yards per carry, 3rd. Passer rating, 9th. Tackles for loss, 5th.
Detroit lost. Detroit lost. Minnesota lost. Minnesota lost. Philadelphia lost. Philadelphia lost.
Don't forget Chicago.
Yay, we beat the Saints. Yes, and the Saints come marching in.
In fairness, the defense played really well against the Eagles the second time.
Sure did.
That's true.
I don't think it was not the defense's fault they lost that playoff game.
And like I said, that is going to help me ride through the offseason.
Also, let's just say here, the Johnny Rain Cloud this show has gotten, you guys aren't helping. We're removed from the game. Johnny Ray Cloud isn't going away.
Hey, 93 people voted that me and
93.
Gabe were right on. Yeah, 93% said we were right in
93
our evaluation.
Total.
Gabe, yeah.
93 total. Damn it, Chew.
I missed that. 93 people voted in a poll?
Apparently, I don't know.
It's not great, Bob. We got to take a break because we have to get to top 8 at 8. I feel like we're running out of time for that game.
We are. So we'll get to top 8 at 8. But I do, I want to tell you about if you are getting ready to make that next step and in life and propose, of course, the only place to go is the Jewelry Center. It's the first stop. It should be the last stop as well. Because whether you're looking for naturally mined diamonds or lab-grown diamonds, the Jewelry Center has options for it all. Maybe you don't know exactly what kind of ring that special someone wants. But if they have a Pinterest board or ideas, bring those to the Jewelry Center. Their helpful team of experts going to take your ideas from dream to reality. Learn more about the engagement ring selection or any other services, just go to the website, shoptjc.com, or stop in today at 3 locations, Greenfield, Brookfield, or in Burlington. And anytime you head over to the Jewelry Center, you make sure you tell them that Gabe and Chew sent you.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
My father would always say, and there's a rhyme and a reason to it. He said, if you wear your rubbers in the house, you'll go blind. Do the two youngsters on the show here even know what rubbers are? I'm talking the ones that go over the shoes.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Sports bettors, if you aren't making your wagers at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee, you are missing out on an elite experience. It is a complete sports betting paradise. State-of-the-art venue has dozens of self-service betting kiosks, seating for more than 200 people, a first-class bar and restaurant, VIP deck, a broadcast booth, which we are, of course, big fans of. And if that isn't enough, it's got the giant video wall over 2,000 square feet. If you haven't been there yet, what are you waiting for? It is the perfect time with the playoffs going on to get out to Pottawatomie, bet above the rest, only at Pottawatomie Sportsbook.
The top 8 at 8.
Name something that follows the word pork.
You pie.
Huh? One category.
Name something people take with them to the beach.
Turkey.
The top 8 answers.
The first thing you buy in a supermarket.
Turkey.
The top 8 at 8.
A food often stuffed.
Turkey.
The top 8 at 8 on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Name Popeye's favorite food.
Chicken.
Oh, my God.
Show me chicken.
The top 8 at 8 on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
What do we got, Gabe?
List 8 things in front of me. You and Chew guess back and forth. After you each get one incorrect, we open it up to the fans. 800-990-3776 on that Carbless Talking text line. Whoever gets the last one correct wins an ESPN Milwaukee prize pack. Since 1996, 8 players have had 6 or more interceptions in a season for the Packers. Name them.
Well, McKinney.
Xavier McKinney, number 1 on the list. 8 interceptions this season.
I guess you got to go Woodson in his defensive player of the year.
Yeah, Charles Woodson did it actually 3 times in 2011, 2008, and 2006. He's number 3 on the list.
I don't know if Jair ever did it. You said since 1996?
Since 1996, 8 players have had 6 or more interceptions in a season for the Packers. Name them.
All right, I'm going to guess Jair, but I think I'm wrong. It's
incorrect.
Okay, well, I was right for being wrong, so there you go.
Does this include playoffs?
No, just regular season.
Ugh, okay. I mean, I guess you got to go Leroy.
Leroy is incorrect. Did it in 1993, but not since 1996.
Okay.
800-990-3776.
Great job, guys.
I have several other guesses
Great
I'd
job.
Like to make, but apparently that's not how the game works. 800-990-3776. Call us on the Carbless Talk and Text line if you want to play Top 8 at 8. We are looking for Packers players with 6 interceptions or more in a season.
6 or more in a season.
800-990-3776.
Woof. Since 1996.
What did we get? 2? Sometimes,
you guys got 2.
Sometimes I try to guess what Gabe is going to do as the Top 8 at 8 list. I thought he was going to do All Pro, so I studied that.
Has it ever worked out where you've picked the correct topic?
A couple times.
Okay.
Because sometimes you do it based on, like,
yes,
what has happened mm-hmm. recently. Yeah, so a couple times. The times I've done well. Let's go out to Ben in Sussex. Ben, you're up first on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Can you complete our top 8 at 8 list?
Oh, I can get a couple, I think. How about Darren Sharper?
Darren Sharper, three times, 2002, 2001, and 2000. He's number six on the list.
Al Harris?
Al Harris is incorrect.
Oh. Ooh, that's where I was going
to
go.
Let's go out to John in Cedarburg. John, you're up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Can you complete our top 8 at 8 list?
No, but I hope to get one. Nick Collins?
Nick Collins in 2009 had six interceptions.
Over Jair.
He actually had seven interceptions in that season. He is number five.
Keep going, John. Another guess.
Tremont Williams?
Did it in 2010. He's number four on the list.
And that's all I got. I'm sorry.
Hey, you alone equaled what Jen and Chu did together, so...
Yeah.
Congrats to you.
I don't love the bowing out gracefully. I wish you would make a guess. But again, I don't really have a leg to stand on here. So AC and Tosa, you're up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Can you complete our top 8 at 8 list?
Did somebody guess Nick Collins already?
Nick Collins has been correctly guessed. I'll reset the list for you quickly. Since 1996, eight players have had six or more interceptions for the Packers. Name them. Xavier McKinney is number one. Charles Woodson, number three. Tremont Williams, four. Nick Collins, five. Darren Sharper is number six.
Since 1996? Oh, man. That was my only guess. Sorry, guys.
All right. Let's go out to Justin in Cudahy. Justin, you're up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Can you complete our top 8 at 8 list?
Good morning, guys. Well, unfortunately, my guesses were taken already, so I don't even have a clue. So I'm just going to go Clay Matthews, even though I know it's not right.
That is incorrect.
I mean, no one from 96 has been guessed yet, right?
Leroy was guessed by you. But yeah, so... 1996 would be a good hint, Chu, to go, okay,
yeah,
why would you pick since 1996?
Yeah, I know who it is.
Peter in Austin, Texas. Peter, you're on with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Can you complete our top 8 at 8 list?
Good morning, everyone. Let's go with Al Harris.
Al Harris, incorrect, as that was already incorrectly guessed.
So you can guess again, since it was already guessed.
I dropped him. That's my bad.
You can call back and guess again.
Guess again.
If these callers do not get it. Jared in Omro, you're up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Can you complete our top 8 at 8 list?
Casey Hayward.
Casey Hayward is number two on the list, and that was 2012.
Wow.
So it was 12 years. Xavier McKinney did something this year that hadn't been done in 12 years. To have a player to have six or more interceptions. So Hayward's number two. We just need the last two on the list.
Sam Shields.
Sam Shields is incorrect.
Good guess, though. Let's go out to Dave in Edgerton. Dave, can you complete our top 8 at 8 list?
Did somebody guess Clinton Dix?
They did not, and that is incorrect.
Darn it! Let's go out to Ben in Sussex. So, Chewy, just so you know, I'm feeling a lot better the longer this goes about our...
Other than the, you know, the Darren Sharper,
ineptitude.
Nick Collins, Tremont Williams.
So, just so you know, my brain doesn't allow me to say that name. My brain is like,
Sure, but there's still Nick Collins and Tremont.
I would have guessed Nick Collins and Tremont. Those were the ones that were circling in the bingo ball thing.
Somebody Chewy may have played with.
Josh in Heartland, you're up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Can you complete our top 8 at 8 list?
Did somebody go Doug Evans?
Doug there Evans is incorrect.
Chewy thought it was correct.
So just, again, the way the list is kind of, you know, in order in terms of the seasons in which it happened. If Darren Sharper's six in 2002, so you're thinking maybe sometime between 96 and 2002. You're going to narrow it down.
Well, you're thinking that. No one else is.
Hold on.
I mean, you should.
Gabe?
Yes?
Is it another heebie-jeebie?
I don't think he's... No. I mean,
so it's not. Well, you know who I'm talking about.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
Okay.
And
all right,
that's probably
enough.
Correct.
Then I know who it is.
Yes.
All right, let's go out to Peter in Texas. Peter in Texas, you're up next. Is this Peter in Texas? Austin, Texas? Same Peter? Peter called back. Hey, Peter.
It is. Could you reset the list?
All right. So number one is Xavier McKinney in 2024, two, Casey Hayward in 2012, three, Charles Woodson in 11, four is Tremont Williams in 2010, five, Nick Collins in 2009, and Darren Sharper did it in 2002. So we need seven and eight.
Okay. How about Craig Newsome?
Incorrect.
There you go. you're close.
That's twice now.
So we've named
where someone has guessed someone.
There's
said
no way.
At the exact moment you have been like, there it is.
You have. We've now named three of the starting four defensive backs on that 96 team.
Yeah, but I said heebie-jeebie and you said no.
Well, I mean, he's not as heebie-jeebie as Sharp.
No, well, I don't think anyone can be.
Very fair.
I don't even know what language you guys are speaking right now, okay?
You know it's the code.
Let's go out to... Hold on, I got to update my list here. A lot of people who want to show us they're a lot smarter than us, Chew. Miles and Racine, you're up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Can you complete the top 8-8 list?
Probably not, but what about Mike McKenzie?
Mike McKenzie did it in 1999. Yes. He is number seven on the list.
I missed that.
You get to guess again, Miles.
96.
Oh, great. 96. And the only guess I would have would be George Teague.
Be incorrect.
George Ice Teague.
Last played for the Packers in 1995.
Holy moly, I can hardly keep
so
up.
So we just need number eight. We just have one left on the list. What's
that? What year are you talking about? The Super Bowl year or the year after?
So 1996 would have been the Super Bowl year.
He blew out his ACL in San Francisco game and didn't play in the Super Bowl, but he was on the team.
George Teague?
Oh, I thought you said George Koontz.
Wow. Guy in Staten Island.
Hey, how you doing, guy?
I thought you said Joe Montana.
Forget about it.
Chewy, baby, how is it, Chewy? How you doing?
Hey, you know who I saw on Saturday? Frankie.
Yeah, Frankie.
Had a bag of donuts with him.
Hey, do me a favor. Run the list again. I'm sorry.
All right. Xavier McKinney is one. Casey Hayward, two. Charles Woodson, three. Tremont Williams, four. Nick Collins, five. Darren Sharper, six. Mike McKenzie is number seven. And the list is since 1996, eight players have had six or more interceptions for the Green Bay Packers. We just need number eight.
Went to a game Monday night at New England. Sweetest guy. Signed a hat for my 6-year-old kid, Eugene Robinson.
Robinson in 1996.
A guess and a story.
Interceptions. Yes.
It's very impressive from Guy in Staten Island. Congratulations, pal. You're our big winner this morning on Top 8 at 8.
So to close the other loop of why he would be a heebie-jeebie, after Eugene was done with the Packers, he was a starting safety in the Super Bowl the year the Falcons went. And the night before the Super Bowl, Eugene was caught soliciting a prostitute.
So that's the heebie-jeebies?
I mean, that's
you've been doing this for, what, 3 years? You still don't know the language?
I got holes.
It's 4 years.
There's holes in the language, okay?
Four and a half.
I thought heebie-jeebies was the thing that you did where you rubbed your legs and said heebie-jeebie, heebie-jeebie, heebie-jeebie.
Yeah, but something can also just give you the heebie-jeebies.
Oh, so yeah. I was right with my interpretation of the word. Again, yes. I was trying to figure out how
you knew half of the word. It's one of those words that can have multiple meanings.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
This is like learning English all over again.
Yes.
Knife with a K.
Exactly.
All right.
See, you're catching on.
We'll take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Go ahead, Gabe.
X-Golf and American Family Field, open year-round. It's where you need to be to work on your game this offseason. I was just there yesterday playing in my league, and I love going to X-Golf because I can work on my game. The state-of-the-art simulators give me all the numbers that I want. But maybe you're looking to improve. You want to get a lesson from their PGA Pro, my guy Andy Barrett out there. He's certainly going to get you right for when the season starts. But if you're just looking for a great place to go, get some swings in, hang out with friends, X-Golf at AmFam Field is the place to go because it's such a cool, unique experience being in the stadium, overlooking left field, seeing what's going on in the stadium, having their great full bar and menu available to you as well. X-Golf at AmFam Field is an experience you will never forget. Book your sim today, xgolfamfamfield.com.
You're listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
You called them a white stiff earlier.
From one white stiff to another. I'm pretty well versed in the realm of stiffs.
On 94.5 ESPN.
I am
I need your help, gang. Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, assemble, if you will. Joshy's already shaking his head back there. So we do the weekly wager every Wednesday night at Pottawatomie Sportsbook. It is me and Greg and Ben, and Joshy fills in for me when I am unable to do it, and he does a fantastic job. This past week, yesterday, I'm traveling, I'm headed back from Columbus, Ohio, and someone puts out a tweet that says, we're back with best bets at weekly wager at Pottawatomie Sportsbook this Wednesday. Congratulations, Jen, on winning the regular season. She went 11-3 with her best bets picks. It's pretty good. It's pretty impressive.
That's good. Solid.
And it says, records reset for the playoffs. Now, Greg is 0-1, Ben is 1-0, and Jen is 0-1. And I said to anyone who would listen, whoa, what do you mean we're resetting the records because the playoffs started? No one told me that was happening. No one said it. And I was telling Gabe, I made my pick last week based on the fact that I had an 11-3 record and could absorb a bad pick if that happened. Now, I don't want to make bad picks. I would prefer that the Vikings had won that game instead of lost that game just because of my bet. But as I told the guys that night, bit of a hedge. Because on one hand, I win the best bet by picking the Vikings. On the other hand, the Vikings lose and they're out of the postseason. So sort of won anyway. What do you mean we reset the records to start the postseason? Where did that even come from? Is that a...
Literally every sport ever.
No.
New season?
No.
What do you mean no?
No.
It should be... No, I agree with Jen. It should be like the FedEx Cup game. And you, I'm not sure how that works.
Yeah, nobody does, so
but
you're not alone.
But you collect wins until the season ends. When you play fantasy football, no one says, congratulations on your 11-5 or 11-6 season. Now you start the postseason. You get your record for the whole thing.
Yeah, but your record resets.
Season.
Yeah, 0-0.
No. No.
Because once you hit the playoffs, you're done. So you lose that game like the Packers.
No,
the Packers
garbage.
In 2011
total
were 15-1. And so what? The Packers were 15-2? What did that get them?
So again, now
that makes no sense.
I have an 0-1 record in the quote-unquote postseason. Had no idea that we were resetting records. I'm at the bottom of the standings, which blows. And I think the only reason they did it, Chew, is because I was kicking their butts so badly. They were like, well, this isn't fun anymore. It's not a race. She's lapped them three times, and we better change the rules to make it more fun for everyone.
This smells like Ben shenanigans. It really does.
Ben says he didn't do it.
Well, yeah. Ben's a liar.
Okay, fair point.
It's fair.
Got to be honest, I think the person who made that decision has zero stakes in Jen being the leader. I think it makes sense. You start over.
No,
but then why didn't they tell us that? Like when they said,
who's the great they?
I have no idea. It's like the Wizard of Oz. Honestly,
like, who's the great they?
I asked.
You guys
a
are on
people,
the show. You guys make a decision as a show.
1,000,000%, which is why I was so blindsided by it yesterday as I'm scrolling through X and it says, standing start over, and saw my face at the bottom of the list after picking the Vikings this past week. Like, a little heads up, a little information would have been helpful and might have guided my pick differently if I knew we were starting fresh. I just don't think it's fair.
Am I supposed to operate under the impression that you made a pick willy-nilly just because you had a lead?
Yeah.
Like, you didn't care about winning then? Well, I mean...
No, not that I didn't care about winning, but again, when you have such a lead, 11-3... Yeah. And you think that there are a few weeks left, at least a month left of the season, you don't have to be as locked in. You can pull back a little bit.
You're the regular season champ. Congrats.
No.
We appreciate that.
Looks like you coasted into the postseason. Should have played the starters.
No. Because you guys changed the rules behind my back. And when I find out whoever is Wizard of Ozing this thing, we are going to have a conversation.
What if it was Potto? What if it was Pottawatomie
was the
themselves?
Closest record
I'm not scared of Pottawatomie.
Should be.
I would.
What was the closest record to you?
Not close. I believe Ben was one game over
500. Well, then that should be like four buys. You should have just bet on the Super Bowl, and whoever won, that's garbage.
Gambling is what have you done for me lately? It's great.
And if you had ridden with me all season, you would have made some money.
Yes.
Yeah. Which is why you should have put some more thought into that pick last week.
That was ridiculous. It's garbage. It's a clown show. I'm so annoyed. I'm so, again, and this is not a bit for the show, you guys. I am really, really heated about this thing.
I guess I don't understand who's out to get you here. Do we think it's Ben and Matzik working behind the scenes?
Both said they had nothing to do with it.
Well, it seems
pretty obvious where this decision came from then.
I would love to know. Someone tell me. Yeah. Give me a name.
I'm guessing the place that hosts the show.
I'm guessing they don't have that much input in that type of thing.
Well, if your two co-hosts are saying they didn't do it, like, I don't know who else would have.
Well, Ashton. Somebody knows who did. Ashton knows? Ashton said he didn't do it either. Listen, guys, I went out and started digging. I was like, who decided we were resetting the records for the postseason? Where did that even come from? I guarantee, guys, it's because I was killing them so badly.
Sure. But now the records have been reset.
No, that's garbage.
Now you got to relock
in. I appreciate the alliance here.
You got to relock in.
I will relock in. I just think it's bull honky that they were reset without even telling us.
I think it's bull honky that the people that rode you didn't put in enough effort in last week's pick.
Jen, let me ask you this. Are Josh and Gabe posturing to get a new show? Because they have not been loyal. Either one of them have been horrible the last 2 weeks.
What?
So something is afoot.
If anybody has your back, big guy, it's me.
Not over the last 2 weeks.
What do you mean? No. Between the two of you, I'm like a paranoid schizophrenic now. I've got people conspiring behind the scenes for I don't know which reason, but they're getting after me. I don't get it. Chewy accusing me of not being loyal to him is wild. How did I get dragged out? Jen is having a conspiracy theory, and somehow Chewy's making this about how I haven't been loyal to him.
Who filled in for the show on Wednesday?
Joshy.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
You think Joshy did it? Joshy, did
no,
you
I think
decide?
He's a part of
well,
it.
Hold on, Joshy.
No, I think he's
I'm going to ask him point blank right here on the radio, looking him dead in the eyes. Did you decide that we were resetting the records starting with the postseason?
No, I found out about it on the air last night.
Thank you. Thank you.
Do you know who did?
Haven't the faintest of ideas.
Exactly. This is like a ghost.
See,
everybody's
Gabe
like,
knows.
I don't know.
Gabe knows
I don't know.
Everything.
I don't know
Gabe
somebody
everything
decided
about this station.
This
I know
didn't
nothing.
Didn't consult with us at all. And again, I'm sure if they had consulted with Greg and Ben, they would be like, sounds fantastic. Let's do it. Where
do we sign
up? You're
getting overruled either way.
But either way, somebody should have said to me, and oh, by the way, when the playoffs start, the records reset. We have a regular season champion for the best bets, and then we'll have a postseason champion, which is crazy because it's not like the NFL does that. Nobody wins a trophy for having the best record in the regular season. This is absolute malarkey. How many adjectives for bull honky and garbage and can I get in this segment?
Yeah, but also they do reset the records once they hit the postseason in the NFL. You don't get anything for the regular season, but it's not like the Chiefs 15-2 record gets them anything other than a bye.
It's crazy town. At the end of the year, gang, does anyone say the Packers record was 11-6 and 0-1? No. Their record was 11-7.
But no, their record was 11-6. Like, no one's going to reference, like, last year they were 9-8. Like, you referenced the regular season record. Chewy's team was 13-3 in 1996. Like, you referenced the regular season record, and the postseason's its own thing.
Yeah, this is crap. I haven't even used crap yet, but there it is, okay?
But do you win something? Is there a prize that's associated with this?
I think pride. I think there's a lot of pride that goes along with this.
I was going to use the E word, so I'm glad you used pride.
E as in expensive jewelry?
Ego. Like if you've been...
I knew what it was. I'm the wordsmith, remember? All right, we got to take a break on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Wrap up the show right after this.
If you are able, please help those who have been affected by the California wildfires in 2025. Donate at redcross.org/ESPN. That's redcross.org/ESPN to help the Red Cross respond and help people recover.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Tuna. Dating app.
It's tuna.
I love tuna. I had some last night.
How do you eat your tuna?
Can we for once grow up on this show?
On 94.5 ESPN.
Here we go. Turn your best face on. Everybody
pretend you know this song. Everybody come hey. I do appreciate that there are people who want to make it known that they were not responsible for the decision to go with the regular season records and reset the standings once the playoffs started. Luis from Potawatomi says, zero input from Potawatomi. As the Potawatomi representative, I'm Team Latta here. So we can eliminate Potawatomi as the people or persons who decided that we were changing the standings once the postseason started. Dave from Aaron says, just make Ben the fall guy. Probably what's
going to
happen.
Worked for me for a long time.
Just to default to that.
Sadler and Madison always weighing in, saying, if you're talking about clowns, the head clown is Ben Brust. Benny Bruss taking a lot of shrapnel this morning for something I believe he had nothing to do with. Dumpy says Jen should have consulted her medium friend for the pics. I don't have it on speed dial.
To me, it smells like Ben and Ballist Ashton.
And whom?
Ashton, who caves.
He's a caver?
Yeah. You don't remember Ashton before all this? Gabe.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you have.
I thought
this
you
is,
changed him.
Yeah, I thought you changed him. You gave him confidence. You gave him bravado. And now you're backing away from that?
Yeah, but Ben probably bullied him to where he caved. Which is fine. You know, that's his personality. You can't make fun of that. So, ultimately.
Aren't you making fun of it now?
No, it's just a fact, Josh. It's just a fact. Yeah. It's in his DNA. You know? He thinks the beard makes him all tough. It looks ridiculous. He thinks he's a hockey player. But he's not.
I think the beard looks good.
No, it looks terrible. Terrible. Jen, have you seen the beard? It's not a good look.
I'm sure I've seen Ashton with the beard. I don't know that my eyes focused on the beard.
You saw him minutes ago.
Yes. Yeah. But it's
came
not like
through, came
so,
through.
So I guess that's your answer. I saw him and I didn't notice the beard, so it can't be as egregious as you're claiming.
Well, it's red, number one, which is kind of weird. Because he has brown hair. How do you have brown hair and a red beard?
Can we just end the show? Feels like we are just limping to the finish line here. All right. Will the Intouch is next on ESPN Milwaukee. We'll see you tomorrow.